but the biggest obstacles were the surf and the motors on the rubber boats that would not start. We landed about 100 to 150 yards from the main landing point. We hid the boat as best we could and crossed a road, contacting B Company in the village. The Japanese were in trenches outside the village and were manning several machine gun nests. There was a lot of small arms fire. Tiny Carol and I had the boys' anti-tank gun. A truck was coming down the road, so I hit the deck, braced myself, and fired, hitting the truck and the radiator. Steam poured out, and several Japs tumbled out. I also used the gun on two seaplanes that landed in the bay. All of us were firing them. The smaller one caught fire and burned. The bigger plane was a four-engine seaplane. I remember firing about 20 rounds. It took off, and flames came up on it, and then it went down. We were ordered to withdraw, and the Japanese hit us with a bonsai attack, but we stopped them. After that, they offered very little resistance. We were called back to the makeshift field hospital. There were quite a few guys that were shot, and I saw several men dead on the ground. It's always hard to see a buddy get killed, but you don't have time to think about it. You have to do your job. But it's something you'll never forget. In the evening, when we were supposed to evacuate, we got into our boat and tried to get it out, but the surf was too high. The waves were 15 feet or higher, and they were breaking three at a time. The boat kept tipping over backwards, and we lost everything. To keep from drowning, I took all my clothes off. The last thing we tried to do is swim out to the reef with a long rope and tow the boat with the rope. As we got near there, the guy I was with yelled, "Shark!" I never saw him again. I immediately turned around and rode the waves back into the beach. Ray Baumel, 2nd Raider Battalion. Ray Baumel was one of the lucky men who made it off Macon on the first day. It was dark. They, the Japanese, were surrounding our perimeter. There was a lot of confusion and a discussion on how we should leave the island. We got in the rubber boats. Doc Stigler was carefully holding a wounded man, Lentz, at the prow of our boat. He had a head wound. How I remember that scene. There were about 10 of us, paddling out over the breakers, and we were tipped over three times before we got past them. We lost all of our weapons. The boat was full of water about up to our waists. It was miserable. After we passed the breakers, we were paddling and paddling. We were so exhausted paddling, yet we kept on. You can't believe when there is danger how you respond to it.